Now, that's my that's the picture of my family, my wife Jessica, and our first son Nathan, who just turned 4 yesterday, or last Monday, and our second son Andre, who is just turned 4 last February. And this is Brother Jordan, Preacher Jordan, and his family. He is taking care of the mission Irisan while we are here in the U.S., and they will also have their second child this month of June. Okay, now that's the map of the Philippines, and we are in the center of the northern part. We live in Baguio City, and in that city we have the county called Irisan, which is the biggest county of Baguio, which has 22,000 population, and 80% of those population are Roman Catholics. And we are on the minority, just 20%, plus the other many religious organizations that are moving in that area. We are in the minority, but we see to it that the gospel is being preached to those people. And here is the overview of our place that we are working, our mission house. And in 2016, we start working in the Marville area and UP area, and also in housing. And by the grace of God, the work there is growing. And God had another places in Ifugao Village, and we call it Sagada Village. And as you can see, there are more areas that needs to be evangelized. So please pray that we could train more people to be we could send them to those areas. And here is our soul winning evangelism every week, and it's a privilege to reach our own people in every everywhere, streets, houses, any villages, that God is opening doors for us to evangelize. And that's my brother-in-law. And these are our soul-winning team that I have trained. And I'm so glad that they have that passion for souls in evangelizing them. And that's Brother Jordan doing the Bible study and evangelism in families. And this is Bob Aris. And also a privilege to evangelize, to preach the gospel to these old folks, old brethren over there. This one is in Ifugao Village. And that's my wife sharing the gospel to young teens. And we have also gospel classes, which is our ministry for our kids in those five areas. I'm so thankful that we have the ministry in teaching them the word of God, in evangelizing them, teaching them about Christ. And so that would be their light, their guide as they grow. A privilege, you know, to get them in church, of course, get to know Christ first, and invite them to our church. And also we have Bible studies, though there are a few families who open their doors for these Bible studies, but we keep on praying that God would open doors for more families that would like to study the Bible in their homes. This one is in UP or UP Village. And also we have the campus evangelism. A privilege to evangelize our students in two high schools and one university. And I have some of the young people who is being with me in evangelizing evangelizing those schools. And also we use these sports to get the attention of our young people, and it's a good tool for us to use this and sharing them the word of Christ and disciple them also. And they are now coming in our church services. And also we have Vacation Bible School. And again, another privilege to teach our own kids and invite the unchurched kids to join us. And on their graduation, we call their parents And another privilege for us to evangelize their parents. And we also have fellowship, which we use to make our members, our young people, to be more united, encourage one another in serving more Christ, and be involved in the ministry. Please pray, because we have a lot of teens over there that we need to share the gospel with. And I am also blessed and glad for these young people and young adults who followed Christ in the waters of baptism. And I'm so glad that after their baptism, they are now being involved in the ministry. And please pray for these souls and for their spiritual growth, continual spiritual growth also. And this is our services. In 2016, we were just handful when we first came visit the U.S. We are just about ranging from 20 to 25. But by the grace of God, we have some partners, few churches and families who keep on praying for us. And God blessed us. We are now reaching about 50 to 60 in our services. And we are so thankful for those churches. And please add us also into your prayer list, that God would continue to bless that mission in Irisan. And also, we are still praying for monthly support. And because we have, in 2016, we are able to raise 50% of our target, the monthly support. And also, we are praying for a church vehicle so that we could reach further places and use to pick up the unchurched people and invite to go to our attend church. And also, we are praying for trained preachers and co-laborers so that the 22,000 people who need Christ will be evangelized. And not only in Irisan, but also we close cities. So please consider us in your prayers, and also in your financial support. And also, we are praying for revival in the Philippines, because Catholics are really dominant in our country, as Pastor Mike said, that we were conquered for, 333 years. And the Roman Catholic, really, from north to south, is very rampant, still dominant in our country, and especially in our place, as you have seen, that many of our members are teens, because our adults there don't want to release from their Catholic tradition. So it's hard for us. When we share them the gospel, there is no dispute. But when we try to invite them into our church to attend, you know, church services, we struggle so much. So we keep on praying and praying for them. So what we are doing is that we win their children, and through them, through their children will invite them in our church. And that is what happening to of our dad or parents who are now attending in our church faithfully were invited by their children. So please continue that the kids, our future preachers, Sunday school teachers, who knows how God will use them. This ministry is being used, and we are so blessed that we are tool in preparing them to what God's plan in their life. So, again, thank you so much for this opportunity to bring this up, and so that you could pray for the ministry in Irisan. So, okay, I think I'm done. We can now sing. So,